I enjoy trips to the beach. My family and I try to go for a week or two every other year, and we usually like to go visit later in the season when it's not as crowded, hopefully, and the rates are a little lower. And we like to rent a house either on the beach or very close to the beach with the ocean very close, so that we can roll out of bed, grab our coffees and our Diet Cokes, and be right there next to the waves. So when I read this first line from our gospel today, I'm transformed. Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, followed by such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there while the whole crowd stood on the beach. Compare this setting to the Sermon on the Mount. A high spot, firm, rock solid he was standing on, versus the motion of being in a boat. So let's just be with it for a moment, see if we can hear some waves. Now this kind of church I can do. We are continuing in Matthew's gospel, and we are at the time of Jesus' ministry when things are beginning to take off. And he's doing something different. He's beginning to teach in parables. And parables at times can be confusing. So here's a simple definition or explanation. A parable is a simple story with a lesson that has memorable imagery. And that parables were a common form of teaching at this time. And I'm reminded of those Sunday school lessons that I still remember. It was the ones that had those memorable images. The use of images is helpful for us to enter into Scripture. If you want to see some helpful images, there are some lovely prints along the wall over by my office in the church office. There's many of them. And if you ever need a stimulating, memorable visual aid, maybe on your way out from coffee hour, stop and see if you can find the one of the Sea of Galilee and picture Jesus on the shore. Matthew chapter 13 is full of parables. And today's story of the sower is familiar to us. It is also the first one that Matthew writes in his gospel. So we can take another look at it then, thinking about this short definition of what a parable is. But we really don't have to go into much study, because afterwards, Jesus tells the great crowd the parable, and then later explains it. Now, how about that? Bible study right there with Jesus. But if you'll notice, the gospel in the bulletin, the verses are split. They're broken up. So you have 1 through 9, which is the parable itself. And then you have 18 through 23, where Jesus is explaining it. So I often wonder, all right, why the split? Let's take a look at it. And so there's your Bible study homework. Read verses 10 through 17. But I'm going to help you with it right now anyway. It is the disciples asking Jesus, "Why are you teaching in parables?" This is an educational tool for common people, let's say. The crowd at the beach. And in these verses, Jesus is answering his disciples that the crowd, they do not know what the disciples know. The disciples are the inner circle that Jesus has selected. They're family members, they're close friends, supporters. So previously, Jesus has been instructing them up to this point more intimately and has given them more secrets of the kingdom of heaven. He had been teaching them, preparing them on what to expect and what they're going to face in their own ministries out in the world, spreading the word, doing their own sowing. Jesus' young ministry is strengthening. He has gone throughout his home region of Galilee and surrounding areas, and he's been preaching in the synagogues, healing the sick, restoring a girl back to life. And now the crowds are growing, and they're following him wherever he goes, even if he's trying to get a quiet moment by the sea. And his messages are delivered differently than when he is in the synagogue with people who are familiar with Scripture. He chooses a different message, a different way of conveying his message about the kingdom of God. Different than to his disciples, because the crowd do not see all that they do. Some will hear and not be sure. Some will believe for a while, and then some will just reject it. Jesus then adds to the disciples that they are blessed to have been shown more. And we can add here, with being blessed comes more responsibility and expectations. The same is with us. So the seeds fall where they may. The seeds, as Jesus later explains, represents the word of the kingdom. The word of God. His message of the kingdom of God being here, at hand, in the flesh, in a likeness of man, now. The imagery he uses of the path, the rocky ground, the thorns, and then good soil is how we, all of us as humans, how we initially hear that message of Christ and how it affects us and how we react to it. The imagery is that of grain, of wheat or rye, rice, corn. And from this fruit of the harvest, we gain our daily bread, our Eucharist, where we partake in the bread of life, the body of Christ. Those of us present here this morning, in person and viewing at home, we are blessed. We are being fed. Someone planted the word in you. At first, we may not have understood it. But thankfully, the word kept coming to us through a family member, through a clergy member, a friend, maybe even a coworker, cared enough to share the word of Christ with us. And the seed finally found some good soil and grew inside us and then bared fruit. And then we shared it with the word. Wheat has a growing season, and it takes many, many months from seed to harvest. It's planted, it grows, and it's harvested, and then it's turned into food, to nourishment. And that's a long time between seasons, between chances, each chance to hear the word of God. Each week, we have an opportunity to hear. Each morning when we sit with our devotional, when we sit down with friends at lunch, we are blessed. And then God plants a seed of a different kind in us later as we grow, calling us to be the sower. We become more and more aware of opportunities with family and friends and coworkers to do our part, to talk of our life with Christ, and to do the work, the actions of love. Because we are, as Paul says in Romans, we walk in the Spirit because we are of the Spirit. And the Spirit of God will increase in us. Some of us have been blessed with a life with Christ, and more is expected of us. The work when the seeds fall in the thorns or on the rocky ground. So we continue to walk in the Spirit. We have our bushel of seeds ready to plant at any given moment. Be ready for this. Some of the crowd around us will believe. Some aren't sure. And some will reject. But please continue. A memorable image from today's psalm. God, your word is a lantern to my feet. We see better where the good soil is with this lantern. Thanks be to God that we are blessed. We are blessed with the gift of the word, the gift of the Spirit, the gift of each other, and the gift of the word made flesh, Jesus Christ. Amen.